Good morning. Today's daf is daf test in Menachos. Okay, we're at the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph. I'd like to make a push to cash up today, especially with Purim coming. But we don't really lose
Sunday
time.
Sunday will be 7 months.
Yeah, Sunday, month. Sunday regular. Okay. The Gemara in the bottom of Ches, yesterday we were all over the place in the Gemara. The Gemara really scattered itself around, watching Rav and Rav Yochanan see whether or not they compare one aspect of Mincha to another aspect of Mincha. And the general conclusion is that they do compare one aspect of Mincha to another aspect of Mincha. Do they compare aspects of Mincha to aspects of Karbanos? Of the Gemara over there was not so quick to make comparisons. There were a couple of statements that were made over the course of the discussion. The Gemara is going to go back to and analyze each one of these statements. Really, for most of today, you're going to be seeing a series of gufas. Gufas is whenever the Gemara goes back and, you know, throughout a line previously, you know, as a proof, as evidence, as some sort of raya, then the Gemara, what happens is, after the discussion's over, the Gemara says, can we go back to that for just a moment? Can we discuss that for a moment in a little more detail? And that's what we'll see a lot of today as we go through today's daf. We're on Ches Amud Aleph. We're starting gufa. It's eight lines from the bottom of the page. Five. Even better. Gufa Amar Rav Mincha Kedusha Balo Shemen. So Rav says like this. If I have a carbon mincha and I haven't applied the oil yet, I just put the flour, not the oil, into the kli, so it receives Kedusha. Remember, when the mincha, it's not imbued with Kedusha, it doesn't have Kedusha as a gufa until it actually goes into the kli. Most menachos are comprised of flour, oil, and lavona and frankincense. So what Rav is saying is that even if I didn't put the oil in, nevertheless, it's niskadesh, it becomes kadosh. Why? She came out in a balechem upon him. She came out in a balechem upon him because we have a precedent. Meaning, remember, this is how we got into this discussion, because I'm going to compare all menachos to the lechem aponim in the respect that even without the oil, it still has kedusha. Lechem aponim doesn't have oil. Lechem aponim is a simple matzah, right? With flour and water, and that's it. Below lavona, what if I don't add the lavona, the frankincense? That's also going to be this kaddish. It also receives kedusha. She came out be minchas nesachim below shemen, because same story. By nesachim, so there's no frankincense in nesachim, and it's niskadesh. So if I have a mincha, even though I have yet not put in the lavona, it's still going to have kedusha. Below shemen, if I put in without oil, or below lavona, what if I leave out both? What if I leave out oil and frankincense? Does it have kedusha? So Rav says, absolutely. She came out saying, "Minchas chote," because the sota has a flour offering that has no oil and no frankincense, no, and so therefore, it receives kedusha. Now, we've so far discussed flour without oil, flour without frankincense, flour without either. How about let's go the other way? How about oil by itself? How about frankincense by itself? Does that receive kedusha? So Rav says, sure it does. So that's what Rav says. V'shemen lavona kache high below high, v'high below high. Shemen, why? Because when it comes to oil, there are times when oil is brought by itself. When shekem mitzvah below shemen shal mitzorah, that log of oil that the mitzorah brings as part of his tahara process, so that's brought independent of anything else. So you see, oil can be brought by itself. Plus, if you remember at the end of Zvachim, we had a discussion of whether oil can become an independent carbon, but you don't even need that discussion. That was subject to a debate. You don't even need that discussion, meaning there is a precedent where oil is brought by itself. Lavona shekema zinba lavona babi vazichin. And as far as lavona is concerned, do I have lavona that's brought by itself? And the answer is sure I do. Lechem aponim. Every week, there are two spoonfuls of lavona sitting on the top of the lechem aponim that's offered on the mizbeach by itself. And so therefore, lavona can be miskadosh by itself. Okay? Rav's position is pretty clear. As long as you have a mincha that on one occasion, by itself, it's brought, so that sets a precedent. So if I have a regular mincha, which I usually add oil, and I usually add frankincense, and I don't add them yet, it still has kedusha taguf, it's still imbued with kedusha. Rabbi Chanina Amar, we're now on the top of the next Amar, lozu kedusha blozu, velozu kedusha blozu. Rabbi Chanina totally disagrees with Rav. He says, no, it's not imbued with kedusha until all ingredients are added. So the Gemara says, okay, so according to Rabbi Chanina, simple question. You know, we have measuring cups in the Beis HaMikdash. Measuring cups for dry, measuring cups for liquid. And according to you, Rabbi Chanina, you know, they have to be klisharis, which means they have to be nimshach. Nimshach means that you have to anoint them with a special shemen hamishcha, anointing oil. So let me ask you a simple question. You have this measuring cup called the Isaron measuring cup. Why do you anoint it?
Right.
Well, what's the purpose of anointing it? Meaning, so because you're going to put flour in, but you're of the opinion that flour by itself doesn't get kedusha because you haven't yet mixed it with the oil and you haven't yet mixed it with the lavona. So according to you, why are you nimshach? Why do you have to do a meshicha on the kli for the isara? Okay. So the Gemara says, well, his answer is going to be lemen chaschote. Well, because there is going to be a time when it's just flour. There's no oil and there's no frankincense. When? By the sota. So for that one time, it's necessary to be nimshach. Velog lama nimshach. Same question, same answer, just different, right? Different object. But okay, why are you being Moshech? Why are you anointing the measuring cup for the log shaman? According to you, it doesn't have kedusha until it's mixed with the flour. So the Gemara's answer is halok shamatzara. Period. Okay. So the Gemara defends Rabbi Chanina's position, but as we'll see in just a moment, Rabbi Chanina's position does not seem to be the position that stands. Rav again is of the opinion that flour, once I put it into the measuring cup, it receives kedusha, even though I haven't yet mixed oil in it, and even though I haven't put frankincense in it. Who sides with Rav? Shmuel. Ashmuel Savalahad Rav Ditnan, because let's go through this. Let's see how Shmuel agrees with Rav. We have a Mishnah, we've quoted this Mishnah in Zvachim. Kli halach mekachin es halach. Umidos ayavish mekachin es ayavish. There are liquid measuring cups and there are dry measuring cups, right? Because the liquid measurements are log, hin, right? There's a bunch of them. Dry measuring cups, there's the saron and chatzi saron. And I think that's it. I don't think there's any other dry measurements. Okay, but still, the Mishnah says, Kli alach mekachin es alach, midas yafish mekachin es yafish, vein kli alach mekachin es yafish, v'lo midas yafish mekachin es alach. They don't reverse. Meaning if I take flour, which is a dry, and I put it into a liquid measuring cup, it's not mekadish, it doesn't sanctify it. Okay, that's a Mishnah. That doesn't tell us anything about Shmuel's position yet. The following will. The Amr Shmuel, Loshna, Lamidos, that's the measuring cups. Aval Mizrakos, but they're bowls over there, large bowls. Meaning it's kind of like how we cook and bake. And I'm not speaking from experience, but it's kind of like how we cook and bake. We measure and then we put it into a bowl and we mix in a bowl. So in the Beis HaMikdash they had mizrakos, they had bowls. Mikachos es hayavesh. Their bowls are mikadesh everything, even the dry. Meaning it sounds like the primary use of the mizrakos are for liquids, and even if I put dry objects in there, dry goods in there, it'll be mekadesh. Shenemar shnei maleim souls belula b'shemen, because it says over there that it's filled. This is again going back to the Nesiim. When Nesiim brought their mizrakos, they brought filled with flour mixed with oil. So, okay, and that is the opinion of Shmuel. So let's review. Shmuel says that when I have a mizrak, when I have a bowl, it can be mekadesh everything, even the flour. Okay, so the Gemara says. right? It sounds like from Shmuel that Shmuel is in agreement with Rav. What did Rav say? Rav says that flour could be mekadesh by itself, and oil could be mekadesh by itself, and frankincense could be mekadesh by itself. Shmuel says that if I take flour and I put it into a mizrak, perfect, it receives kedusha. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Shnei Malayim, Sol's Belua B'Shemen, so Lemincha. I'm sorry, Amalei Ravach, Medivtu L'Ravina, Mincha Lachehi. So first of all, it's strange. You're calling Mincha a dry, a solid. It's not. It's a Lacha. Meaning once you put flour and oil in, I guess it's not like a doughy. It is doughy, but it's like a dough that pours, if you will. So Amalei L'Nitzucha L'Yavish Shabbat. So the Gemara says, well, no, because what we could argue is that it's mekadesh, not the oil, but just the flour that goes into it. Okay. E by Zemu, we can skip the parentheses. Mincha legabe dam diavish dam yad. Or the Gemara says, look, dry liquid, that's relative. Meaning, when you have like this batter, so to say, that has flour and oil, and it pours like a batter. But you don't have to say that that's a liquid. Right. Meaning like blood, blood's a liquid. All right, it's a thick liquid, right? Certainly has a lot of viscosity to it, but it's a liquid. If I take a batter of flour and oil, relatively speaking, it's a dry. So the Gemara says, so that's how we could view that as a dry, not as a liquid. Okay, so again, comes down now to, if I put flour by itself without oil, flour without frankincense, does that receive Kedusha? Rav says yes, Rabbi Chanina says no. Rabbi Chanina says not until you mix all the ingredients together. And Shmuel, we just proved, sides with Rav. Period. Next discussion.
So how does he object to when they were doing just the flour?
It's not a question of objection. It's a question of when does it receive Kedusha. That's the issue at hand. Gufa Amar Rav Elazar Mincha Shekamtza BeHeichal Ksheira. What if I do the kmitza in the heichal? We've discussed this many times under many different scenarios. Here we're discussing in the context of menachos. The proper place to do it is in the Azar, in the temple courtyard. All the avoda, no. Most of the avoda is done in the courtyard. So the kmitza is done, generally speaking, in the courtyard. Okay. If I do the kmitza in the building itself, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the heichal, so Rav Elazar says that's kasher. We pointed that out. Yesterday, the Gemara now is going to discuss it in more detail. He says, why? It's precedented. We do find that kmitza is done in the heichal every week with the lechem upon him. Right? We've talked about this yesterday. We just review this quickly again today. The lechem upon him is a mincha. It's not a. It doesn't look like your standard mincha, but it's flour. It's bread. It's, you know, not leavened, unleavened bread, but it's bread, but it's a mincha. And what happens every week is that Kohanim go into the Heichal, we described it yesterday, and the first thing they do is they take the bezichin off the top, the two spoonfuls of frankincense off the top of the two loaves of the lechem upon him. That's kmitza. It's not your standard kmitza. It's not the usual put your hand into the flour and take a fistful of flour, but for the lechem upon him, that is kmitza. So kmitza is done in the Heichal. Once we see that it's precedented, so now, anytime I do kmitza in the heichal, it'll work. It's kosher. From the language, however, I will point out, doesn't seem like it's preferable. Right? The word kshera usually means, it's not, right. Right, it's not the best. And we talked about this also in the past. Yeah, right, nobody really should be in the heichal. Heichal is not a place where you just, you know, even to do avoda. Right, but if the avoda is generally done in the temple courtyard, you should do it in the temple courtyard. Okay, Mesa Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah says, "I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's take a look at the following mishnah." The Kamatz Mishami Makom Sharagla is our Amdos. The Brisa says we saw this Brisa also just yesterday that you do kmitza misham from there. What's there? Right, the ambiguous pronoun. The Makom Sharagla is our Amdos, a place where the Zar stands, the non-Kohen stands. We described it yesterday. A lot of good review in the Daf Yomi. So as you walk in eastbound, which is from that picture from the left-hand side, and you walk through the Shani Kana, you walk through the Nicanor gates, over here, the first 11 Amos of the Azar is called Ezras Yisrael. Mm-hmm. And typically a non-Kohen would stop at this point in time. This is still the Azar. Those 11 Amos, from here to here, that is the Azar, but you saw Nankon would go in and stop over here at these 11 Amos. The point the Gemara is making is that even if I did kmitza there, that's fine. Right? Afilu b'makom, even a place, Shirag lehazar omdos, ben besera omer. Now this next part of this brisa, we don't need it right now, but we'll quote it anyway. Minayin shim kamatz b'smol shiach v'yikmatz b'yiminta malamar v'kamatz misham v'makom shikamatz kfar. So, okay, and ben besera says that if you do it with your left hand, put it back in and then redo it with your right hand. Right? We discussed that already, but that's not relevant to this discussion. Now, what is relevant to this discussion is the following. We start off with a statement by Rav Elazar. If I do the kmitza in the heichal, he says that's fine. But the Braisa just said, where do I do the kmitza? In the courtyard, in the azara. So, ikadarmi who most of love whom afarik la ikadarmi lam Rav Yaakov le Rav Yirmiyah batach klifa, azbar alach. two versions of who actually gives the answer. Maybe he himself gives the answer, maybe another Amari gives the answer. Whatever it is, the answer goes like this. Lo nitzurcha ela lahachshir es kol hazarakula, because the Braisa is not telling you courtyard to the exclusion of the Heichal. That's not the point the Braisa is making. The Braisa is making a different point. Without the Braisa, I might have thought, I would have entertained the following Havamina. Where should I do the Kemitza? North side of the Azara. Shelo tamar hoava ola katshe kadashim u'mincha katshe kadashim. Look, here's the Havamina. Here's what I would have thought. It's a good thought process. When I have a Karban Ola, that's Kodesh Kadashim, right? Where do I shecht it? In the north. If I have a Mincha, that's Kodesh Kadashim. So where should I shecht it? Shecht it, I'm putting in quotes. Where do I do the Kemitza? Sounds like as a Havamina should be done in the north. Ma Ola Tuna Tzafan, Hav Mincha Tuna Tzafan, Ma Ola Ola. So the Gemara, oh sorry. So that's the Havamina, and that's why I need the Braisa. Gemara says, I'm not so sure. Even as a Havamima, Mala Ola Shekin Kalil. I don't know, says the Gemara, Ola Ola is totally burnt. That's not true by Mincha. So Mechatas, so the Gemara says, well, maybe we can establish a precedent from Chatas. The Gemara says, no, we can't. Malachatas Shekin Mechaperas Al Chayavik Al Chadikrisas. Chatas serves as a kapara. Now, it's true, some Menachos do as well, but not like a Chatas. A Chatas serves as a kapara for Isuri Kares. So we really can't set a precedent from Chatas. What about Asham?
It's not eaten either.
Chatas is eaten.
It's not completely burned?
No. Ola's completely burned, not Chatas. So me Asham, al Asham, shekei minei damim. So the Gemara says, okay, what about the Asham? The Asham provides a kapara, but not to the same degree as a Chatas. Maybe we could set the precedent from Asham. Just like Asham is shecht in the north, so to the Mincha is nikmat bitzafon, kmitzah is done in the north. Mikulanami, shekei minei damim. So the Gemara says, well, Asham, because it's minei damim. It's an animal. It's got blood. In other words, you can't compare animals and menachos. Kind of like what we discussed yesterday. So, ela itzarich. So the Gemara says, all right, so why do I need the drasha? Why do I need the braisa to tell me that the entire Azara is kasher? So the Gemara says, okay, not that havamina, not a good havamina. How about this as a havamina? Right, go to last week's parsha, and it reads, and the Kohen does what's called hagasha. Hagasha is bringing the mincha close to the mizbeach. Hagasha is one of the avodas. It's like halacha by the animal. And the gishal mizbeach vikamatz. So ma hagasha bekeren dromis maravis. Now, as we'll see, we said this already in Zvachim. We'll see this coming up later in Menachos as well. You go to the southwest corner. Hagasha is done in the southwest corner. Av kamitza nami bekeren dromis maravis. Well, if the Hagasha is down in the southwest corner, and the Pasuk puts Hagasha right next to Kemitza, so as a Havamina, it's a great Havamina. It almost sounds like a Hekesh. I would have thought that the Kemitza should also be down in the southwest corner, Kamash Malan. The Gemara says, that's why I need the Drasha. But the Drasha is not excluding the Heichal. Meaning, it doesn't mean Azara and not Heichal. It means Azara, because I might have thought not the entire Azara. I might have thought just the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Next Gufa. Okay, it's a series of, we're going to go back, we're going to quote something we quoted earlier, and we're going to flesh it out a little bit more. Amar Rav Yochanan. Shlamim sheshachtam behechok sheirim. Now this should sound familiar. We did this entire discussion in Zvachim. Next, about 15 lines of, no, not 15, 10 lines of Gemara, all review of what we did in Zvachim. Take a shlamim and I shecht it in the actual Heichal. Okay? Again, that's not what you normally do. You normally shecht a shlamim in the Azara, in the temple courtyard. We do know that you can go north, you can go south, you can even go, as we discussed back in Zvachim, you can even go around the Azara, around the Heichal area. So, Shenamar, Vishachtu Pesach Oel Moed. The pasuk says he shechted facing Oel Moed. Lo yehi tafach hamar min ha'ikar. Look, the Torah is trying to get at, you got to see Oel Moed. You got to see the actual inside of the building. So if the whole purpose of seeing it, of shechting, is to see the building, I'd venture to say that if you're in the building, it works also. The Gemara's expression, which we've seen the Gemara use this expression just yesterday and the day before, lo ye tafel chamor mina ikar. The courtyard is just a courtyard. The building's the building. The building is the ikar. It's the main part. The courtyard is just a courtyard. So Mesa the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda ben Bezerra, Omer minayin she'im, hekifo of the kochav and sazar, shekornim nechnasim la'echa va'ochlim b'katshe kedoshim, v'shayari menachos. The Bryce over here quotes in the name of Yehuda ben Bezerra. Let's imagine, let's not imagine, but let's deal with the case where you have non-Jews surrounding the courtyard, so the Kohanim retreat. So where are they going to retreat? They're going to retreat actually into the building, into the Echal. Okay, so now they're in the Heichal and they're there in hiding, and right, not the best scenario to paint, but...
Why are they hiding? I'm sorry.
Because non-Jews are surrounding them, and it's a siege. They're laying a siege around. Nechnasim la'echal va'ochle mekatshe kadashim v'shayar menachos. So, if they're in the Heichal, okay, they got to eat, and if they have chatas meat, asha meat, menachos, leftovers of menachos, so they can eat it there. Now, what might you have thought? You might have thought that they should be eaten only in the temple courtyard. Right. Now, we know that they can't go out of the temple courtyard. We know they can't eat it outside the temple courtyard. But you might have thought that they're going to eat it, but you could have entertained a hava, meaning that they shouldn't be eating it in the Heichal. Tamar Lamar, Kodesh HaKadoshim Tochlenu. So the Gemara says Kodesh HaKadoshim, that they can eat it even in the holy. It sounds like from the Gemara they can eat it even in the inner sanctuary, in the what we call Kodesh HaKadoshim, right where the Aron is. I don't think so. Intuitively, I would tell you that's not where they can eat it. And we're only describing the actual part of the Heichal. Anyway, the Gemara's point is like this. You just gave me this principle of lo ye tafel chamor min ha'ikar. The courtyard is the secondary. The building is the main. If I can eat chatas and asham in the courtyard, don't you think I can eat it in the building? I don't need a drasha. Right? The Gemara quotes a pasuk. The Gemara has a drasha from Parshas Korach. What do I need that for? I have the principle. The principle should be enough. So the Gemara says, "Well, no. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why the principle is not good. Avoda de Adam Oved b'makom rabo amrinan shelo yehi tafel chamor min ikar. Look, when you're talking about sheiros, temple service, right? I'm serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there, I can hear the principle of lo yehi tafel chamor min ikar, meaning the Torah says you could shecht in the azara, and that's service. That's temple service." And I could shecht in the building itself, because if the courtyard is good enough to do service, the building for sure is good enough to do service. But here we're talking about eating. Eating is more personal. Right. It's not right. It is to a certain degree an avoda, especially when you're eating the meat of a chatas. Right, that Moshe got so upset with Aaron. Right, you have to eat it to provide a kapar. But you're right, and I'm being difficult over here. You're really right. Meaning, eating is not to the same degree an avoda. So when it comes to eating, maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you eating in the Heichal. Maybe eating is done specifically in the Azara. So the principle of lo yeh tafel chamor min ikar, that's not going to be enough. That's why we need a drasha. Achila shein adam ocha b'makom rabo time to kasav kra. How low kasav kra without the pasuk lo yitafel chamor min ikar lo amrinan. We would not say it. Okay. Next, little halachas that carry us through the rest of the daf. Itmar balala chutzah chometz azara. I have not described this yet, and we are over a week into Menachos. Okay, fine. We should have described it earlier. How do you prepare the mincha? What's the actual procedure for preparing the mincha? So your ingredients are pretty simple. It's flour, it's oil, and there's going to be a little frankincense on top. So it's really a three-step process. Number one, the first thing you do is you pour a little bit of oil in. Okay, sharing recipes. That's what we're here for this morning. You first pour in a little bit of oil. Okay, then you put the flour in, you mix it. That's called belila, the mixing of the flour and the oil. You didn't put all the oil in, and then afterwards you pour oil in after that. That's called yitzika. Okay, those are the term. That's the terminology that we should get familiar with.
How much flour?
The minimum amount of flour is one isaron. That's the minimum. You could add more. You could do two isarons, three isarons. You can go up to 60 isaron.
And the oil?
And oil, one log. One log of oil.
That's the minimum. You have one log of
oil. It's a minimum. Once you go over 60 isaron, so then you got to add more oil. Okay, all this is coming up later.
Depending on which.
Right, and then depending on the mincha. Okay, just rashi prakim. This is just the basics. They're putting it in. They're measuring what they're measuring cups, and then they put it into a bowl, into a mizrak. Okay, now, so a little bit of oil first, then flour, belila, and then yitzhak, and then pouring in the oil. After all that, then they do the comets. Okay. The discussion goes like this. Let's say they do the belila outside the temple courtyard. Now, here's what we know. When you get up to the kemitza part, you got to be in the courtyard. Kemitza is an avoda. Can only be done by the kohen. That already is a part of the avoda. That you for sure have to be in the azara. How about these preparatory stages? Do you have to be in the azara? So Rav Yochanan says, yeah, you do have to be in the azara, even for these preparatory stages. And Reish Lakish says, no, it's okay. Reish Lakish Amar Kshir Dichsi V'yetzak Allah Hashem Amnasan Allah Lavon V'ahad V'evi'ol B'nei Aron Nekohanim V'kamatz Mikamitza V'eilach Mitzvah Kahuna Limeid Al Yitzika Uvalila Shiksherim Bizar. So Reish Lakish says, it's only at the stage of Kamitza, then and only then do I get the Kohanim. Do I need the Kohanim? That means that before that point in time, you don't need Kohanim. And since, listen to his equation, since I don't need Kohanim, I don't need to be in the Azara.
Right. But where's the flower? Is there a place where the flower is kept there?
I'm sure there is. Wait just one second. Yes, there is. So again, listen to the equation. The equation is the important part over here. If I don't need Kohanim, so then I can do it outside. Should sound like a funny equation. Right? Something should sound wrong about that equation, but I'll get back to that in just a moment. So Reish Lakish's argument is, look, for this preparatory stages of the mixing of the flour and the oil, belila, and the pouring the oil afterwards, yitzika, if I don't need a coin for that, I don't need to be in the Azara.
Okay.
Oh, good. That's good. So Reb Yochanan Amar Psula, Kevin Diasfiya Sabekli, who nehi de kahuna lo bai panim yabai. And Reb Yochanan's counter argument is, look, I agree with you, you don't need a coin, but you need a kli sharis. You need a temple, so you need temple vessel. If you need a kli sharis, you need to be in the Azara. Okay. Tanya Kavasa to Rav Yochanan, the Gemara ends off this discussion with Rav Yochanan sounds right on this. Right and wrong are not the right terms to use, but Rav Yochanan sounds more accepted because we have a brisa, Balazak, Shera, Chutzah, Chomas, Azar, Psula. A brisa couldn't say it any clearer. The brisa says that if you do belila outside the Azar, it's no good. Okay, so Rav Yochanan's position seems to be the more accepted position. The brisa supports them, and you'll be happy to know the Rambam rules like them as well. So all your preparatory stages have to be done in the Azara. The belila, the yitzika, they have to be done in the Azara. Now,
by a Cohen?
Not by Cohen. So interesting now, so let's deal with Phil's point. It's Tosus's point. Reish Lakish said, listen to what Reish Lakish said. Well, because I don't need a coin, so therefore it doesn't have to be done in the Azara. What? Look at Tosfos.
Because the
Shechita
is done by
none. Now look at Tosfos. So this is the argument Reish Lakish made. And by the way, Rav Yochanan didn't even challenge that argument.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that was, Rav Yochanan just, you know, made a different point, which is unique klisharis. But he didn't even challenge that argument, so that argument went in the Gemara totally unchecked. Right? Sounds right. So Tosfos says, it doesn't sound right. I don't understand. Shechita doesn't need to be done by Kohen. And can be done in the Azara. Oh.
Has to be done.
Not only, right, thank you. Not only needs to be done in the Azara, has to be done in the Azara. If the Pasuk says, V'shachar is ben bakar. Lifnei Hashem kedushin beperkol apstulim. We learned zvachim already. We know the animal has to be in the azara. Okay, to be in shei ben bakar lifnei. Tosos gives two answers to this question. V'yesh lam deshani hasam mishum kabbalah. Right, I guess Tosos' first answer. Right, right.
Kabbalah, they can do it. That's fine.
Yeah, when you shech the animal, so here's what's going to happen. Okay, I'm going to assure you that this is going to happen. Blood's going to start coming out of the neck, and now I promise. So the I have a cardiologist over here who can back me up on this. So the and the next stage of the avoda is Kabbalah Sadam. So Tosos' first answer is. It's an amazing chiddush. That really, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, in theory, you could have done it outside the Azara because I don't need a Kohen. But then you get on to the next step, and the next step is Kabbalah Sadam. And since by Kabbalah Sadam, it's an automatic, I shecht, and the next thing that's going to happen is Kabbalah Sadam, and Kabbalah Sadam has to be done by Kohen and needs to be done in the Azara, so it's almost like there's no logistic way to do it otherwise.
Right. It's by the door.
That's Tosos' first answer.
Right.
Now, it's funny, I thought of this answer also. I don't fully understand it, meaning, even though, you know, I'd like to say, oh, so what a good answer, I thought of it. but now, the more I think about it, the more...
The other part that has to go on the Mizbeach has to be as a Kedusha itself, cannot be outside of Azara. If you just get the blood, what about the rest?
Okay, but
that's afterwards.
No, but that's after.
Has to be there.
Yeah, but that's afterwards. I do understand that, but that's afterwards.
It happens at the same time.
I don't fully understand it because in Tosos addressing the question, Tosos says, uses a drasha. Meaning, the answer is basically saying, well, you could have, but, you know, but there's no way to do it. There's no logistic way to do it. In the presentation of the question, Tosu says, look, v'shachar is ben abakar lifnei Hashem. You need to do shechita lifnei Hashem. It doesn't sound like it's a logistic issue. It sounds like you got
to
be inside. So, you understand, I don't fully understand Tosu's first answer.
He could have done it right by the door in the arena with the blood
right.
Will come and be inside.
Right.
So it's not a very good answer.
I don't understand it. Then he goes on to the next answer, Inami, Shikain Mine Damin. Or Toso says, and this goes back to the theme of today and yesterday. Good. Shechting has to be done inside the Azara. Let's not go with the first answer. Let's go with a new answer. Shechting has to be done inside the Azara. The Pasuk says it pretty clearly. This is a carbon. You can't compare carbon and mincha, right? You're right. In the world of karbanos, shechting, even though it doesn't have to be done by a kohen, needs to be done in the azara. In the world of menachos, maybe it's not the same. Maybe by mincha, whatever's not done by a kohen could, in theory, be done outside the azara. Okay, that's his second answer. Simply, I don't compare mincha to karban, to zevach.
Makes sense. Once you have a mixture, you can just bring it in.
Okay, possibly. All right, so we are... All right, so that takes us to the end of that discussion. So, Yitzika, Belila, let me say more correctly, Belila, Yitzika, they need to be done in the Azara subject to Machlokes between Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan, but the Gemara sides with Rav Yochanan, that needs to be done in the Azara, even though it doesn't have to be done by Kohen. Next discussion. Itmar. Mincha Shechasar Kodem Kemitza. We alluded to this earlier... In yesterday's daf. Let's say I'm missing some of the mincha. Remember, mincha has to have a shear. Usually the shear is one isaron. Let's say it's chaser. It's missing some of the flour before kemitza. Rav Yochanan amar, yavi mitoch beso v'yemalana. Reish Lakish amar lo yavi mitoch beso v'yemalana. Again, another machlok between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan says, okay, go home, get more flour. Go home is a euphemism. Go home, get more flour, and come back and just replace. And Reish Lakish says, no, you can't do that. Now, the Gemara explains, Rav Yochanan Amar, maybe mitoch beis of yemalenu, kemitza kabbalay. So, Rav Yochanan says, it's, you know, the game's not over yet. Now, actually, Rav Yochanan says, the game didn't start yet.
Right, but kemitza
doesn't start. Until kemitza, right, it's not like... Right, it's like when does the game actually begin? When does the when are we talking mincha? Meaning legally, when is it a mincha at the point of kemitza? Right. Everything else before that is all preparatory. Right, if I may to use an analogy, the curtain doesn't come up until kemitza. So right, You lose a little bit of flour, you'll get the flour, you'll replace it, because kemitza is when it's legally a mincha.
You add, not replace.
That's like saying
either you listen to the whole Megillah or you start listening to Megillah later.
It's not exactly the same. We want to know when it's a mincha.
Right.
So Amalo Yavi Mitoch Beis of Yamalena Kedusha Kli Kavalei. And Reish Lakish, what he's looking at is the Kli Shares. Once into the Kli Shares, that's when it's a mincha. And once a mincha is deficient, after that point in time, it's no good. Okay? And you can't go back and you can't just simply bring more flour. One more time, we're going to see the same occurrence happen. We have a Mishnah. Mishnah in Negayim, of course. Chaser alug imashalo yatzak yimalenu yimalenu. The Mishnah Negayim says, now, the Mishnah Negayim is all about Saras. The Mishnayos there describe, don't want to give the illusion like I learned Mishnayos Negayim. Okay? I have not. Okay. But the Mishnayos over there in Negayim describe part of the Tahara process of the Mitzorah, and part of that Tahara process of the Mitzorah is Log Shemen. Says the Mishnah, says it very clearly, that if some of the oil comes out and I need a log, so just replace it. As long as the Kohen didn't put his hand in to scoop out oil, it's you could replace it. Okay, Tiyufta that again sides with Rav Yochanan, goes against Reish Lakish. So again, a chisaron, if it misses some of the flour before kmitza, you can just go back and you replace it. We side with Rav Yochanan. Next, Itmar. Shiram Shechosu ben kmitza laktara. Alright. You're at the stage now where you do kmitza. You put your hand into it, you take a fistful of flour out. Okay, so now, and what are you ready to do now? You're going to put this into another kli, you're going to take that kli, you're going to do hagasha, and you're going to burn it on top of the mizbeach. Good. The rest of the flour now is called shirayim. Okay? If you're a chassid, you speak shirayim. If you're not a chassid, then you don't really speak shirayim. But the rest of the mincha is called shirayim. That's the part eaten by the kohanim. What if I lose some of the shirayim? Meaning, while the kometz is en route to be burnt on the top of the mizbeach, a little bit of the shirayim get depleted. What then? Somebody spills it. A little bit of the shirayim. Shirayim shechasu ben kemitza laktar. Rav Yochanan amar makter kometz aleim. So Rav Yochanan says, go through with the kemitza. Rav Yochanan says, it's okay. You can do the kemitza. Now, does that mean that you can eat the shirayim? So stay tuned, because it's not clear yet. Nor will it be clear later on, but right now it's also not clear. Okay. Reish Lakish amar ein makter kometz aleim. And Reish Lakish says, no, you can't do the kemitza, meaning you lost it. Now, again, should sound familiar, because we discussed a similar discussion in the world of Zvachim, in the world of Karbanos. Okay, let's go back to our carbon scenario. I know I too get confused, because sometimes we're so prepared to make a comparison between Zevach and Mincha, and sometimes the Gemara says don't make a comparison, and I too am confused. Like, yeah, right. I know.
If you drop the
ball, I'm with everybody.
Wait. Are you not with everybody? Because I don't understand the word you said just now.
Okay, so perfect, perfect. So we're almost on the same page. So so let's go back to our Zevach's discussion. Right? I shecht an animal, I do Kabbalah Sadam. Okay? And then something happens to the animal. The animal becomes Tameh, or the animal gets lost, whatever the case is. I know it's hard to lose a dead animal, but you understand. Can I sprinkle the blood, even though I don't have an animal? If you remember your Zevachim, that's subject to a machlokes between Tanayim, whether or not you could sprinkle blood if I don't have an animal. So this is a similar discussion, similar in that here I'm ready to bring the kometz onto the mizbeach, but I'm missing some of the shirayim. Okay, so the Gemara makes the following presentation of the discussion. Aliba de Rabbi Elazar kolam elo pligi. Look, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's really not much of a discussion to be had. Rabbi Elazar says if I have nothing left over, I could still sprinkle the blood. So according to Rabbi Elazar, There's really, of course, he could do the kemitza. Ki pliga liba de Rabbi Yoshua. The debate really rages according to Rabbi Yoshua. Now the Gemara gives us a little bit of background. Look, if I lose all of it, so all of the Shirayim, so then Rabbi Elazar says, it's okay, go ahead with the comments. Because just like Rabbi Eliezer says, I could sprinkle blood without the animal, I could do the comments without the Shirayim. According to Rabbi Yoshua, no. If I don't have Shirayim, I can't go forward with the comments. Okay. So Manda Pasuk Rabbi Yoshua, Manda Machshir. So look, the one who says it's Pasul goes like Rabbi Yoshua. The one who says it's Kasher Adkan Lama Rabbi Yoshua Asamela Delo Ishtayer Valhechad Ishtayer Afila Rabbi Yoshua Modelei. This case is a little bit different because there it was an all or nothing discussion, right? There we were discussing I lost all the Shirayim. All right, so then we have a Machlokus. But here we're discussing I lost a little bit of the Shirayim. Oh, the time we learned on the Brisa, Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Kol HaZvachim, Shem B'Torah, Shin Ishtarim, Mehem, Kizayis, Basar, Kizayis, Chelev, Zorek Adam, Kechatzi, Zayis, Basar, Kechatzi, Zayis, Chelev, Eina Zorek HaZadam. If I have a little bit left over, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's good. A little bit means a Kizayis. But it has to be Kizayis by one consumer. Either me eating a Kizayis of the meat, or Kohen, or Mizbeach eating a Kizayis of the meat. By an Ola, there's one consumer for both the meat and the chalev. Kechatzi zayis baser, kechatzi zayis chalev, zarek is adam, ipnei sheba'ola kulo kalil. Since only the mizbech is consuming, so therefore I can add a chatzi zayis of meat and a chatzi zayis of chalev. Point is, that according to Rav Yoshua, what do you see? That as long as I have some of the some of the carbon left over, that's enough. So uve mincha, so alpha pisha kula kiyamta lo yizrok. And then the Braisa says, and by a mincha, now here, slightly confusing, okay, try not to be confusing, by the minchas nesachim. I know that because the Gemara is about to say that. So over mincha, alpha pisha kula kiyamta lo yizrok. Don't sprinkle the blood over the mincha. The Gemara says, what? Mincha mayavidate. What does that mean? Blood, mincha? The two normally don't go hand in hand. I'm Rapapa, minchas nesachim. The Rapapa says we're talking about minchas nesachim, the libations. Salkadat chamina, you would have thought, ho, the hade, zevachasya, ki gufei de zevach damya. Yeah, I might have thought that the that if I have nesachim, that it's an accessory to the carbon. It's like having the carbon here. Kamash Milan, the Chiddush is, no, it's not. It's not like having the carbon here. It's just Nesachim. Okay, so now, Rav Yochanan's position is really supportable. What did Rav Yochanan say? That if I have a mincha, take the comets off, I lose a little bit of Shirayim, just a little bit, it's okay, burn the comets. Look, I just learned Rav Yoshua. Back in Zvachim, Rav Yoshua says, as long as I have kezias of meat, go ahead, go forward, sprinkle the blood. So Rav Yochanan's position is totally supportable as long as I'm comparing Zevach and Mincha. Okay, and I know earlier this morning I told you don't compare them. and I know that, and I try my hardest not to confuse, I really do, and sometimes I confuse. Okay, and with apologies. Man de pasul. So now, let's take a look at Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, no,
you can't
do it. So, what's Reish Lakish going to say? Shani hachadam akram, ve'erim akom min amincha, es azkarasa, ve'itir hamizbecha. This week's Parsha. Oh, that's great. If we can only stay in Menachos, if we could learn all of Menachos between the last Shabbos and this coming Shabbos, we'd be in great shape. I could just keep saying that. Yeah, last week's Parsha, this week's Parsha. it'll take a little longer than that. So this week's parsha, the Torah describes you need the whole remaining, you need the whole balance of the mincha. Meaning in the world of menachos, it's either all the shirayim or it's not it, or it's nothing. So the isa lekula, a little bit of a girsa change over here. E the isa lekula mincha yaktir the ilo lo yaktir the edach. Now what's Rav Yochanan going to tell you? No, min a mincha shaisa kvar. Min a mincha says what once upon a time was a mincha. Now it's just shirayim. Shirayim is not a mincha. Shirayim is a leftover mincha. Okay, so you're missing some of the shirayim. I got news for you. You already lost some of it anyway when you did the kamitza. So you can't look at the shirayim and say shirayim is a mincha. No, the mincha was the totality of the shirayim plus the comments. Once I took the comments off, whatever's left over is now called shirayim. Okay, Eitzer Rav Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. Here we go again. Rav Yochanan is going to challenge. Wait, Rav Yochanan is going to challenge Reish Lakish based on the brisa. Ashla Parka Nifras Halachem Pasol. Okay, should sound familiar because we did this just yesterday. Okay, what if I, right, remember we are discussing now the lechem upon him in this brisa, and we're talking now where one of the loaves were broken off, and it was broken off before I took off the kamitza. What's the kamitza of the lechem upon him? Correct answer is the lavona, the two spoonfuls of frankincense. Okay, so achlo parka nifras halechem pasul vein makdir alav es habazichin v'imishik parka nifras lachma halechem pasul umakdir alav es habazichin. What did the brisa say? That as long as I take off the lavona, even though some of the bread breaks off, so I don't know, so one of the breads of the lechem upon it breaks off, as long as that happened after I did the kamitza / took off the two spoonfuls, it's okay, go forward with the spoons. V'am Rebbe Lazar, and Rebbe Lazar makes the comment, we saw this comment already, lo parka mamash ala kemashi, he gives man la parik afa pishlo pirka. Look, as long as you get to that time, I described yesterday, that time is noon on Shabbos. So amalei hamani Rebbe Lazar he. So the Gemara says, well, you know what, we could say that brisa or mishnah, whichever have you, that's going like Rabbi Eliezer. And what did Rabbi Eliezer say? You don't even need shirayim. So Amalei Ana Aminach Mishnah Shlema Va'amart Liat Rabbi Eliezer. I'm offended by that move. I'm offended. I'm quoting you a Mishnah, and your go to move is, oh, maybe that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Eliezer. I don't like that move. E Rabbi Eliezer, look. You know what offends me with that move? You really think that brisa goes like Rabbi Eliezer? My ear yanifras. Afilu sarava avunami machshir. Because Rabbi Eliezer will tell you, you don't need any shirayim. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can go ahead and burn the lavona, even if there's no lechem upon him whatsoever. So you want to tell me that brisa is going like Rabbi Eliezer? I don't hear that. Ishtik. Okay, Reish Lakish had no answer. That's a good point by Rav Yochanan. Ishtik, so Rav Yochanan was quiet. V'amai shasak le'malei tzibur shani. Ho v'ishtar yetum le'gabayu, ishtar nami chaserus. The Gemara says, you know, in behalf of Reish Lakish, we could have offered the following defense. The lechem upon him, that's minchat tzibur. Minchat tzibur, maybe there's a relaxation of rules. Right? We know by minchat tzibur, you could do it betumah. So maybe chisaron is not a big deal. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava Zosamar says chisaron kabamom dami ve'in bamom b'tzibor. The Gemara says no. If you're missing some of it, that's like a blemished animal. Now, even when we have certain leniencies like tuma, if it's blemished, can I offer it? No. Tuma hutra b'tzibor, right? You can bring a carbon that's tamei. Is bamom hutra b'tzibor? No. If your mincha is missing something, is that hutra? Is that like something I could just look over? No, it's like a balmum. Yosef Rapapa, the Kamala, Hashmaisa Rapapa, sitting down, going over this discussion between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan regarding the missing parts. Amalei Rav Yosef Bar Shamila Rapapa, Milo Askinan, the Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Beminchas Amr, the Sibu Hu Pligi. He says, look, this Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan discussion, you want to limit it to a minchas yachid? I don't think so. I think they're talking about minchas tibur as well. Okay. Amar Rav Malkiyo. Tanakha that we learned in one braisa. Misal tashim chaser kol shehu psula. You can't have anything missing. Mishmana shim chisar kol shehu psula. You can't have any of the oil missing. No flour missing, no oil missing. V'tanya idach. Another braisa. Hanosars mina mincha prat le mincha shechasra. He v'shechaser komtsa. V'shelohi k'tir milavanta. Milavanta. And we have another drasha that says, you can't have anything missing. Okay. Two psukim, two limudim that basically point to the same idea. No chaser. You can't have anything missing. Now, why do I have two drushas? So the Gemara makes the following argument. Klum k'trei kri b'chaser lamali. Why do I have two psukim that speak to this idea of chaser? Lav chala mincha shechaser kodem kemitza v'chala shiram shechaser ben kemitza l'aktara. Uti yufta d'Rav Yochanan b'tarvayu. Finally, right, Rav Yochanan finally gets hit by a braisa. First time today. And it sounds like that one braisa is talking about after the kemitza. That if I'm missing, it's no good. That's difficult for Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara defends Rav Yochanan. Lo chala mincha shechaser kodem kemitza. Di'i mevi mi beis ovi yemalano in vi'i lo lo. One braisa is telling me that if I'm chaser before kemitza, and remember what Rav Yochanan teach us to the beginning of today, go home, get more flour, bring it, because the show doesn't start until kemitza, so you could still prep. The halishirayim shechasru bein kemitza lahaktara. The afagav demakter komatz aleihem osu shirayim asurim laachila. What's the second drasha coming to teach us? You can go ahead and you can do the kemitza, even though you're missing some of the shirayim. But you can't eat the shirayim. The shirayim themselves become disqualified. I told you when we first started this discussion, according to Rav Yochanan, it says, go ahead with the kemitza. Can I eat the shirayim? Now the Gemara answers that question. Gemara says, no, you can't. You cannot eat the shirayim. Let me just finish just this next couple lines, and then yes. Can I eat the shirayim? You need shirayim, the entire shirayim in its totality. Without it, no. So one answer the Gemara gives is no, you can't. Rav Yana Amar me'amincha mincha shahaitza kvar, and Rav Yana says sure you can, because going back to the argument that we made earlier. The mincha is where I started, meaning before kemitza. That is called the mincha. Once I take off the kometz, what is remaining now is not an entity, a unity by itself. It's shirayim. So what if I have this much shirayim? What if I have a little bit less shirayim? It's still shirayim nonetheless. So it's a machlokus between the amarayim. Even though the Gemara seems to conclude, we side with Rav Yochanan, that if I'm missing some of the shirayim, I'm still going to go forward with the kemitza. How about now eating the shirayim? So the Gemara says on that, subject to a debate. And what's the debate? How do I view the shirayim? Is the shirayim a legal entity by itself or no? It is exactly what it sounds like. Sounds like shirayim, it's just left over. Mali, a lot of shirayim. Mali, a little bit of shirayim.
How could they establish a measure for a shrein? Because the side of the kemitza is going to be
right,
the side of the hand.
Right.
So what's the
excellent point? It's right, and that could fit in very well with Rav Yana's argument. You don't even know how much you're getting with shirayim. Right. That would fit in beautifully with what Rav Yana said. Okay, very good. Tomorrow, same story between Mincha Maariv tomorrow. No changes over there. Sunday morning, also Zabazach. That's Spanish. I mean, same thing. So the. 7 o'clock Sunday morning, and then you can daven before. I don't know. Anyway, you can daven right, even if you can hear beautiful reading of the Megillah afterwards. It's going to be unbelievable.
I know.
Take it back.